New York could join a group of 70 cities getting rid of foam, plastic cups and containers. The city council is considering a bill that would prevent restaurants and food carts from using the containers, which are made out of polystyrene. The idea was first introduced by Mayor Bloomberg during his State of the City report in January. Reporter Sarah Gonzalez was at the City Council Sanitation Committee hearing at City Hall and joins us. Sarah, quite a scene, I understand, on the steps of City Hall today from supporters of the bill to ban foam in the city. Paint a picture for me.
Right. So a couple dozen supporters of the ban rallied on the steps of City Hall just before the hearing. They say that foam products are bad for the environment. And there's a group of a citywide parent group called Cafeteria Culture. They were at the rally and they made these two, I guess, person-like figures out of dirty foam cups and plates. And they towered over more than 12 feet high over some school children who were on the steps asking the city council to ban foam, which is still used in several New York City schools, more often in low-income schools for the school lunches. Now, scientists and environmentalists, they say that foam that is used for food products doesn't biodegrade. It sits in landfills for 500 years. Here's council members Lou Fidler and Peter Vallone.
It has been said many times before that when mankind leaves the face of this earth, there'll be two things left behind: cockroaches and styrofoam.
Lou, let me amend that. It's cockroaches, styrofoam, and plastic bags.
So tell me what's on the table here if this ban passes. No more foam products in New York City?
Well, there are a couple outcomes. If the city passes the ban on foam, that would only apply to foam cups and takeout containers. So in that case, yes, you would not be able to go to a store and buy a pack of foam cups. But if you buy a computer or you order a television, it would still come with that foam packaging.
So what are the arguments against this ban? Let's start there.
Well, the foam manufacturers and the lobbyists who are against the ban, they say that the city should instead recycle foam. Dart Containers, they're one of the largest foam manufacturers in the world. They say that banning foam would hurt businesses and that it would hurt consumers. They argue that plastic and paper containers are more expensive and that the ban would cost business owners about a dollar more per product. Now, the City Committee on Sanitation and Waste Management, they did their own analysis and they found that it would actually only go up by 2 cents. So a big difference. One says $2, the other says 2 cents. But I should point out that for a small business, for example, 2 cents is about the profit that a store would make on, let's say, a cup of coffee. So if foam is prohibited, that business essentially loses all of its profit. Of course, the other argument is that the store could make that profit back potentially if it starts using paper cups and then recycles that.
What about this joint proposal to first look to see if foam can be recycled? What are the prospects for recycling these containers?
So it might actually be a better alternative than banning it, but we don't really know yet. The company that handles the city's recycling currently, they don't accept foam. They don't accept foam products. And the reason why is that in order to recycle foam, it needs to be extremely clean, free of even the oils and grease residue that would come from a hamburger that's placed inside. So Dart Container, again, the manufacturer of these products, they have offered to pay an outside company to pick up all of the foam that is in the city and clean it and then find someone who recycles it. But according to the testimony that we heard today, it wouldn't cover all of the costs and far from it, apparently. But also, there isn't a single place in the state of New York that currently accepts foam. So they'd have to go outside of the state unless they could find someone else. Now, the city council is still pretty open to the idea of recycling as opposed to banning. In their bill that would ban foam, it says that they would give foam manufacturers about a year to figure out if they can actually recycle it. Cass Holloway, he is the New York City Deputy Mayor of Operations. Here's how he reacted to that proposal.
For all of the people on this committee who have had a vested interest in improving recycling in this city know that there are no magic bullets and no easy answers. And my personal view is, if they've had 25 years to try to make it work and haven't found the time or the inclination to do so, I'm not sure another 365 days is going to help. But if that's what it takes to get this done, then I'm fine with it.
Sarah, in the 15 seconds we have left, tell me how the foam ban has worked in the other cities who've banned it.
So there are 70 cities who have banned it, and they argue that, according to the testimony we heard, that there hasn't been any negative. Not one of those 70 have said that there's been a negative impact on their economy or their business owners. And I will say that according to the Department of Sanitation in New York City, about 85% of chains in New York already do not use foam products.
New Jersey Public Radio, Sarah Gonzalez on the proposal to ban plastic foam containers and cups. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.